This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organized Report. I'm feeling the love and outrunning the haters. Getting ready to roll for the airport and back to the UK to train organizers at something called Action Camp 2014, happening in a conference center near Birmingham, run by a nonprofit called Locality, that facilitates Prime Minister David Cameron's big society initiative putting 500 community organizers all over England. That should be an interesting experience for them and for me. They're calling the session Lessons from the Chief, which is kind of a hoot in itself, and of course, a Glenn Beck alert. The workshops are all about Acorn International's work and the whole 44 years of Acorn experience. Speaking of those 44 years, all of us veteran Acorners were feeling the love yesterday. A simple post knowing that Acorn's work was now 44 years old got 137 likes on Facebook and are still coming in. We also ate some cake and held hands in prayer in the lower Ninth Ward to celebrate the 9-year struggle and rebuilding of Johnny Davis's house. He was one happy hotel parking attendant, delighted to finally be home. It was a great feeling. It was a good day in some ways. A surprising, much-needed contribution of $1,000 came into Acorn International from an old veteran of Acorn sharing some success. I enjoyed an out-of-the-blue call from a former organizer, a native of Little Rock, who'd worked for Acorn in Grand Rapids in the late 1970s and early 1980s. He shared how much the experience meant to him, asked about other organizers from that time, and noted how it had helped him spend 20 years as an elected county commissioner there. But the real purpose of the call was for advice and help on a project he's trying to spearhead in Michigan. Behind the current state takeover of Detroit, he told me, has been a surge of state appointments of managers to take over other political jurisdictions there in recent years. And the takeovers have been disproportionately in areas run by African Americans, which was troubling to him as a former African American office holder and organizer. The work goes on every day in always interesting ways. Of course, this is no idyllic Sunnybrook Farm. A friend from Canada shared an article that had popped up in his email alerts from Newsly, linked to a piece on a right-wing website entitled Acorn, From Radicals to Rulers, whatever that means. The heart of its wild-eyed rant can be gleaned from this section. The NWRO was not radical enough for one staffer, Wade Rathke, a former organizer for Students for a Democratic Society, forerunner of the Weather Underground terrorist organization. Cloward and Piven were his mentors, but Rathke wanted to be his own boss. In 1970, Rathke planted Acorn in Arkansas, said the mayor of Little Rock, "I've never seen a group so secretive. They refuse to tell where their money comes from." In 1979, Ronald Reagan called Acorn dangerous. Acorn endorsed Bill Clinton in his first campaign for governor, and the Clintons have returned the favor many, many times. He was a keynote speaker at the 25th anniversary celebration of Acorn's New York chapter, and Hillary has addressed an Acorn National Convention. Despite his claims of being a democratic grassroots organization, quotes David Horowitz, Wade Rathke is the lifetime ruler. How's that participatory democracy? It's like all communist organizations, the dictatorship of the elite. You know, it's water off a duck's back, but just keeping it real so that we all understand the work is hard, relentless, and an everyday exercise. And of course, as long as there are haters, it keeps any one of us from getting the big head, as Acorn's late great first president, Steve McDonald, used to constantly counsel. Cheers. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.